Today, what I'd like to do is deliver a message entitled, Every Sort of Evil That Deceives. Every Sort of Evil That Deceives. It's coming from the passage in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, which say, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives. Now, because of our horrible dark hour, deceit is prospering, truth is thrown to the ground. It's been like that for quite some time, but it has definitely increased. And you really can't trust TV or the news announcers. In fact, even the churches are so bad. It's so dark, so horrible. Our day is so terrible, so perilous. The vast majority of the churches are a death trap. It's to most people's advantage not to go to church because of all the heresies, all the terrible things that they see and they're introduced to, such as including even Christian movies that are deceitful in themselves. I'll get to that more in a few minutes. And of course, right at the tippity top of the list as far as deceit, religious deceit, would be false prophets and false Christ. And in line of that, approximately 2 days ago, I stumbled across a man giving a testimony on a World Wide Web. And he actually stated, and I'm not exaggerating, I listened to this more than one time to get all the details down so I could relate it to you. This is what he said. He said, this worldwide madness with COVID is all because Christ has already returned. And he's walking the earth today. In fact, he returned 10 years ago on January the 28th, 2011. And it is Jesus himself who is chastising the world for them to repent to King Raoul. And the media, the government, and the churches are all trying to cover up his return so that they can hold on to their power. Now, this is crazy. This is weird. This is heresy. But it's exactly like what Jesus forewarned. Matthew 24, 24 through 27, for false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect if that were possible. See, I've told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you, there he is out in the desert, do not go out, or here he is in the inner room, do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible, even to the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. So Jesus explicitly refuted that heretic with that passage. And it also shows how precise and accurate the Bible is. Jesus told us what we needed to know, and it's found right in the Bible. When Jesus does return, the timing is post-trib. It's after the mark of the beast. And his return is going to be a bright, visible across the sky. Every eye will see him. It's going to be like lightning. There's no possible way anybody's going to miss it. And besides, at that particular point in time, the righteous dead are going to get their new glorified body. And the righteous living are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air with their glorified body. So it's a major event. It's going to happen immediately before the wrath of God crashes down on this planet. And again, it's post-trib. There's a lot of information on the main website, eomin.org, that can verify that. So here we are. We're right at the very end of March 2021. And especially, at least it seems to me, that many eyes are looking toward Israel because Israel is now held up as the model in the way that the whole world is going to go. They're doing things over there in Israel in conjunction with this vaccine and those that refuse the vaccine that's really going to trickle all around the entire globe. Now, over in Israel, they've been talking about a green pass, a green passport, and even a green bracelet. The term green keeps popping up. And green is associated with safety. Perhaps you remember the passage 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 3. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly. So all these green passes, green passports, green bracelet talk, it's causing people to think, well, the vaccination is great. I'm going to be able to have my freedoms back. I'll be protected, at least to some degree, from COVID. And it's just a horrible deception. And the non-vaxxed, the people that reject the vaccine, they're being considered a second-class citizen. And persecution, at least to one testimony that I heard, is extremely close. So that lines up perfectly with what the Bible says. If you remember Revelation 12, the dragon, who's the devil, what happens after he gets kicked out of heaven? He goes after Israel and also after those that hold to the testimony of Jesus, which would be, of course, the Christians. So this is what's transpiring right now as I speak. This is going on, and I expect in the near future, probably not too much further down the road, severe persecution and even prosecution over in Israel is going to occur for those that have wisely rejected this gene-altering, toxic, experimental, untested, unapproved vaccine. In fact, some medical experts have said it should not even be called a vaccine. It's a gene-altering device. And I'll get to why they're doing that, hopefully, in a few minutes from now. So there's all this stuff happening, and this green pass that they're speaking of over in Israel, it's either at this moment a physical document or something downloaded into a person's phone, and it's required for certain activities. That's what they're saying. That's what I found out, at least that was March the 11th, 2021, online. That word green I kept referring to over in Israel, that is very interesting, and there's a possible connection to what we read of the fourth horse of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. In Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, Scripture says, "When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, 'Come.' I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider's name was Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, plague, and by the wild beast of the earth." Quite a few translations render the color of that horse as a pale horse. But if you check other translations, there are quite a few that have it more correct based on the Greek. The Greek term is chloros, as we would get the term chlorophyll, which is green. The term actually means green. It's a green horse. And they're talking about green over in Israel, and green is associated with safety. And when people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly. If that has any direct connection, I can't say. Maybe, maybe not. But here's another thing. In this same passage, as I've mentioned before, the word sword in the Greek can mean a long and broad cutlass, or any weapon of the kind which would fit perfectly a guillotine. And that is how the righteous, the faithful righteous, are going to die. They're going to get their head cut off. Now, I was curious. The thought had entered my mind. Okay, we got four horses. The first one is white, the second red, the third black, and the fourth one is green. So I started to think, well, wait a minute. Let's just see what nations of the world have those colors in their flag. And I found out Palestine, Kuwait, Jordan, Lebanon, and the UAE, they all have those colors, those four colors in their flag. Now, if that means anything, I can't say. I don't know. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But I wanted to mention that because I think this is very interesting. It's not by a mere whim that it's in the Bible that the colors of these horses are listed as they are. But back in February the 14th of 2021, about 6 weeks ago, it was reported at that particular moment that the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, they could all, at that point, according to the report, go to street shops and houses of worship and Everybody could go to the stores and the pharmacies. But just a few weeks later, and it was uploaded on the World Wide Web on March the 7th, 2021, the man speaking and giving a report from Israel stated, quote, "You cannot buy, sell, or travel in this country and have freedom unless you are vaccinated," unquote. And he also mentioned in the same report that the unvaxxed were being persecuted. And as I stated earlier, that fits perfectly with what the scriptures say will happen. Hopefully you know about the war on the saints. That is definitely coming. And that's really not that far off. That's one of the next major events that I believe will occur. I mentioned earlier in my message, every sort of evil that deceives, just in passing, the term movies. Specifically, what I'm referring to would be Christian movies, so-called religious movies, allegedly based on the Bible. And basically, every single one that I've ever heard of, and I only seen a couple myself, really only taught the pre-trib rapture. None of them taught a post-trib rapture. And if you believe that, that's a false teaching. If you believe that false teaching, you are going to definitely be very deceived, because you're thinking you're not going to be here when the mark of the beast and the Antichrist comes to the forefront. You're going to be safe. Everything will be fine for you. You're going to meet the Lord in the air. But it's not going to work out that way, because this is a test. We are in the Great Tribulation now. If there was a clear and definite way to prove that we have entered the Great Tribulation, that would conclusively refute pre-trib rapture, obviously. But hopefully, people are starting to wake up and realize this is on a worldwide scale. This is trouble. This is distress. This is tribulation. They should be able to put two and two together and come up with the fact that we have already entered the Great Tribulation, only to intensify. And unfortunately, that's exactly what is going to happen. So if that is true, if that report from March the 7th, 2021 is accurate, we can expect that same exact kind of thing to happen all over the world. Remember, Israel's the model. What's going on there now is going to happen elsewhere throughout this world. And that's directly linked to what ID 2020 Alliance stated, that non-participants will be unable to buy or sell goods or services. And if you're not vaccinated, you're not a participant, and therefore you won't be able to buy or sell. But that has also been substantiated by other sources. They're saying you're not going to be absolutely physically overpowered to take this vaccine. But if you don't take the vaccine, you can't buy or sell. So that's how they're trying to force people into taking the mark of the beast, because the mark of the beast is directly linked to the vaccine. Now, I do not believe that the hypodermic needle vaccine that is out right now, especially right here in the United States where I am, is the actual mark of the beast. It is something that must be avoided, must not be taken. Some have said, more than one source, it's a depopulation vaccine, but it does not actually put a mark on the right hand or the forehead, as will be coming soon. And we know it will be coming soon because of what they put on a World Wide Web called a microneedle vaccine to begin with. And then afterwards, they altered the name some and started to call it a smart patch. We've heard of smart meters and smartphones and smart cities. And they're calling this a smart patch. But this smart patch is really the quantum dot tattoo using luciferous. The design is a snake fang, and it puts a mark on or in, depending which way you want to look at it, the body when the vaccine goes in. And it can be self-administered. A medical representative does not have to be there, a doctor or a nurse or some assistant. You could actually do it yourself. So the devil has made it very, very easy. So these movies have often taught false information from A to Z, especially directly linked with this time frame now. It's one thing had a Christian believed in the pre-trib rapture and died, let's say, 1 year ago, or let's say 5 years ago. Well, no big deal. The mark of the beast didn't come yet. They're fine. They're okay. They're out of here. If they died in the Lord, if they endured to the end, they're in heaven. They're in paradise. But for those of us that are still physically alive, we're not going to be snatched away. We are actually going to face the mark of the beast. And we are given, in Scripture, we're clearly shown, it's going to be, you take that mark, you'll end up in a lake of fire to be tormented forever. Or if you reject it, thank God, we finally get to go home and be with the Lord Jesus. But this is what is transpiring, all kind of deceit, and movies of all places, religious movies, allegedly based on the Bible, that we should be able to trust. They have distorted the Lord's return, just like it has been taught for decades and decades and decades, probably much longer than that, of a pre-trib rapture. Now, to my knowledge, there has never even been one movie, not even one end-time movie, that has ever shown the mark of the beast surfacing from a fake pandemic leading to a bodily mark, which is the proof of vaccination needed to travel, buy, sell, and have basic freedoms. None. And that's exactly what's going to happen. That is going to be the mark of the beast. The mark on the body needed to buy and sell and travel and have freedoms. It's coming from a vaccine. Shocking, amazing. And people that think, well, I don't have to bother reading the Bible because all I have to do is watch a movie. I'll just go and watch this popular movie and I'll find out what's going to happen about the rapture, the mark of the beast, and all these other things. But it's grossly different. And all kind of people have been misled. And of course, Revelation 13, 16, and 17, you're not going to be able to buy or sell according to God's word without that mark on your body, specifically the right hand or the forehead. I've seen on the World Wide Web, people were getting their outer hand, that's the right hand, scanned to get into a shopping area. So some have said, oh, that's nothing. That's only a mere temperature check to see if they have a fever. That's all. But then on the other hand, maybe it's something else. Maybe it's connected one way or the other with that vaccine. I can't say for certain. And they certainly, without question, want to suppress the latest and the most accurate information, what's going on over in Israel. And of course, on YouTube and other areas, they have taken informative channels down. They have removed text teachings. They have published all kind of disinformation to confuse the issue, to suppress it, to hide it. So this is the day we're living in. We don't really know specifically what all is happening out there, and it's probably going to come rather quickly to whatever part of the world we're in from this point. But whatever, we must not take any kind of mark on our body. In fact, let me even back up and say, don't even take this vaccine. That is not safe, according to many medical doctors I have heard on the World Wide Web. And it's not going to be the RFID chip. That's old technology. It's going to be the quantum dot tattoo coming with the microneedle vaccine. As I stated, invisible to the naked eye, but it's highly visible under a special light. So it's definitely going to be very, very different from the so-called Christian movies, which have really turned out to be nothing more than a channel of deceit. Just like false prophets and false Christ that have misled and are misleading people at this moment. In the movie, very, very contrary to what the Bible says about the revealing of the mark of the beast. Some people think, well, it'll be apparent. Everybody's going to know. That might have been what you saw in the movies, but that's not what the Bible says. Revelation 19:20 says this, but the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who had performed the miraculous signs on his behalf. With these signs he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. So there's deceit that's involved here. And the people that take the mark of the beast, how did they get deceived? By miraculous signs. Now, what exactly is that? I don't know. But that's going to prompt people to take what the scriptures call the mark of the beast. So there's deception involved. It's not going to be openly known. Now, of course, to the saints, those of us that have been in the Word of God, we already got a very firm grip on what reality is with this mark of the beast. But when it comes to the forefront, a lot of the world's population, they're not going to know. It's not going to be announced. This is the mark of the beast. It's not going to be anything like that. So people want to know, well, what's next? That's a good question. We all want to know, but definitely if you're going to sequential order with the angelic warnings, what precedes the warning, the third angel's warning, would be the destruction of Babylon the Great. But if you go over to Revelation 6 with the seals, at least the first two seals have been broken. Maybe the third seal, which is hyperinflation and famine, maybe it's already starting to tear open. Because in certain parts of the world, unlike here in the United States, I've heard reports that there is famine, there's trouble, there's problems, and we know things are happening here in the U.S. with hyperinflation already. So exactly where we are, I don't know. But I do know that the fourth seal, that pale horse, where a fourth of the earth gets killed, that will include being killed with the sword as well as other means. And that word sword, again, can refer to a guillotine. Even the movie posters and the previews that people would see trying to prompt them to go to the movie house or to buy it, even that alone oftentimes is deceitful. And people that watch the movies with the special effects and all the action, the professional acting, and the sounds, very, very, very powerful. It will leave impressions in a person's mind for year after year after year, even decade after decade. So why the need for this vaccine to begin with? I heard a medical doctor most recently say there is no virus. There is no COVID virus. Other ones have said on more than one occasion, over 99% of the people, they get it, they fully recover. So you could look at different reports. Different ones are certainly minimizing any need for a vaccine, especially since they have an alternative. So why the vax? Why are they pushing this? Their ultimate plan is to connect humanity with artificial intelligence. That's what they want to do. This is their experiment. And why do they want to do it? Because they want to obtain for themselves unending eternal physical life and good health. Of course, that's a counterfeit eternal life, not the same eternal life Jesus offers for those that repent and put a submissive faith in the Lord Jesus to save them from their sins and eternal damnation. But nonetheless, this is the devil's counterfeit. It's also blasphemy because what they're doing, they're trying to change a person's DNA. In fact, they're not trying to do it. They are doing it now with the hydrogel. That's blasphemy. What makes a human is our DNA. And they're changing the DNA, that is, those that would sadly take this COVID vaccine to quote-unquote go back to normal. But they still have to wear face masks. They still have to social distance. Does that mean they're never going to get COVID? No. They'll come right out and say, no, you can still get COVID after. So there's all kind of trouble. They're changing the world, but also destroying the earth in the process. It's shocking what is happening. The day that we live in is just weird. And I just found out, of course, this is not authoritative as the scriptures are, but according to English Dematria, that's a letter to number equivalency, the term vaccination comes out to 666. Maybe that's important, maybe it isn't, but nonetheless, I wanted to mention it to you. And also this is very important because though the movies have portrayed the Antichrist being openly shown in some kind of great ceremony where he's revealed to the world. He's the world leader. He's the one pulling the strings and giving the dictates for everybody to do this and that. Well, I definitely do believe it's much different from that based on Scripture. So don't believe. In fact, you're better off, if you could, totally flush everything out of your mind, reject it all that you saw in the movies, and go to the Scriptures. That's the safe way to operate. So a lot of people say, well, wait a minute, doesn't it say that the beast and his image will be worshipped, and that therefore means the mark of the beast will be easily recognized? Well, the term worshipped there in Revelation 13, chapter 14, as well as chapters 19 and 20, in regards to what the beast and his image will get, that term is proskuneo, and it means to kiss like a dog licking his master's hand, to fawn or crouch to, prostrate oneself in homage, to do reverence to, or to adore. Perhaps much different than what most people have thought about what worship is. It's going to be much more subtle than you might have realized. And who knows, to go ahead and submit to their gene-altering, quote-unquote, device, more so than using the term vaccine, does that have anything to do with this? Because you submit to them for them to go ahead and change what makes a human, their DNA, what does that mean? What all is entailed in that unwise move? And besides all that, people will say the Antichrist is going to be revealed before the mark of the beast. And again, to what way is he going to be revealed? Maybe in a very subtle way. Maybe when all this started off, and over here in the USA, that was around March of 2020. Maybe at that particular point in time, he was revealed. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. And if the Antichrist is Bill Gates, then who did we see immediately? It was him, the man with no medical degrees, telling the world what must happen for things to go back to normal. Could it be at that particular time the Antichrist was revealed to the world? Maybe. I don't know. I'll get more information in a few minutes on Bill Gates, but this war on the saints is coming. Persecution is coming to the saints. So I don't care where you live at. It doesn't make any difference. It's coming. And according to the Word of God, the only way we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and not loving our lives so much as to shrink from death. So you have to be willing to die in the Lord Jesus, remaining faithful and not taking the mark of the beast, and not submitting to the government, because it's the government that is behind the vaccine and the coming mark of the beast. People bring up, well, what about the angelic warning? Is it going to be like Gabriel flying around and giving an audible warning to the whole world not to take the mark? And they're referring to Revelation 14, 9 through 12. So this passage is a warning that even the saints can end up in a lake of fire and be tormented forever. So that clearly shows, just in this passage alone, there is no pre-trib rapture because the saints are going to be here. Number two, there can be no once saved, always saved because the saints can end up in a lake of fire. Some people say, well, that's only the tribulation saints, and of course, the pre-trib rapture people trying to save their doctrine, that's what they're going to say. Well, it doesn't make any difference. It's still the saints can end up in the lake of fire. That would be impossible if eternal security was true. Thirdly, there is no annihilation of the wicked dead because they're going to be tormented forever and ever. And fourthly, there certainly is no universal salvation. And that's shown many times, dozens of times throughout the Bible. Not everybody's going to be saved, even though Jesus died for everyone. So the meaning of that angel giving that warning could be different saints scattered about throughout the world, men and women, warning not to take the mark of the beast. Maybe that's what it means, more so than a specific angel, because the word angel there means messenger. And as I mentioned before, to some people, it's extremely important to them if the mark of the beast is going to be in or on the right hand or the forehead. Well, it depends. Depends how you want to look at it. It'll be in the skin, but it's also on it where it can be seen under a special light. And the enforcement, because it says over here in Revelation 13, 16, and 17, and he forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand or on his forehead so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. That means you're pressured, you're forced in that sense. You're not going to be able to buy or sell. You won't be able to hold on to your property. You'll lose your property. They have already said you won't own anything. That's part of the Great Reset. They're going to take, at least their plan is, take all the property for themselves. And, of course, they want to depopulate. And it seems that this vaccine now is going to be experimental, but also a means to depopulate. But there's a great multitude who will overcome the mark of the beast based on Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 14. So they resisted, they refused the mark, even though they were forced to take it. So obviously, with that in mind, as I referred to before, ID 2020 Alliance, non-participants will be unable to buy or sell goods or services. So they know there will be non-participants. If everybody was physically overpowered to take the vaccine, there would be no non-participants. So man, of course, we're being tested. Man has always had a free will to do the right thing or reject, and that's how it is even with this. And when it says hand, the right hand or the forehead, does the hand strictly mean the hand? Believe it or not, that same term in the Greek can refer to anything from the finger to the hand to the wrist to the forearm, even the arm. So just make sure you don't take anything in your body, nothing. That's the safest way. Some people have wondered, well, what about the first seal? Is that the Antichrist? It seems that way to me. And I just noticed something, and that is the fact that this rider on a white horse, he was given a crown. But when Jesus comes back on a white horse, he's wearing many crowns. And what Jesus has, according to Revelation 19, verse 12, is a different Greek term than this crown that this rider on a white horse, seal number one, has. And that word, by the way, that's what corona means. Corona means crown in Latin. This guy is a counterfeit savior of the world. Again, to me, clearly pointing to who? Bill Gates. He's trying to save the world from global warming and all kind of other things. So could he actually be the Antichrist? Is this horrific world that is existing now and the forecast of what's yet before us, is it possible that he, Bill Gates, is directly linked to it all? He has been very open about saying there's a problem with beef. He wants to do away with all beef and instead replace beef with what? Cockroaches for people to eat and get their protein from cockroaches. Why? To cut down on greenhouse gas emissions, at least according to the story. But that's not all. Gates also trying to purify raw sewage and produce drinking water for the people. Strange, weird, but even gets worse. The sun, S-U-N, that shines down on this planet. We all need it, from the plants to the people. But what is Gates planning? He wants to dim the sun. This guy has such weird ideas, and he got the money and the backing from others to bring these things about. And it was also Bill Gates who went to MIT and paid them to get this luciferous quantum dot tattoo production so that this would be the future microneedle vaccine, placing the mark on the body the same time as the vaccination, as proof of vaccination, in order to be scanned and thereby doing away with any kind of papers or any kind of cell phone. And it was Microsoft who patented WO2020 06-06-06. And as I stated, Bill Gates, his name, Bill Gates III in ASCII, comes out to 666. Well, maybe that's a coincidence, but maybe it isn't. Maybe it's not a coincidence. His wife, Melinda, was having an interview, and she was wearing an upside-down cross around her neck. And if Gates is the Antichrist, then Fauci would be the false prophet. And the Bible says, Revelation 13, verse 11, that false prophet looks like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. And the dragon is the devil, a liar, and that's Fauci, a liar. He looks like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. All these things right in front of us. It's unfolding. Minute by minute, day by day, week by week, we keep seeing more. Somebody says, oh, wait a minute. The mark of the beast is a symbolic spiritual mark. Maybe it's even Sunday worship, but they're wrong. No, the mark of the beast is a literal mark. The term for mark, Revelation 13, 16, and 17, means scratch, stamp, or etching. And it comes from the Greek root, meaning sharpened to a point or palisade. And that, again, points us right back around to the literal microneedle vaccine, that smart patch, which is literal. It puts a literal mark on the body to literally buy and sell, as ID 2020 Alliance has stated. It's not Sunday worship. It's not some spiritual mark. It's not a symbolic mark. And it's coming with the vaccine, just like Bill Gates went to MIT for, that the proof of vaccination will be right on the person's physical body. I stated before in passing, and I want to focus in on this. It's a very important point. It is absolutely proper for Christians to disobey the government. Now, I know there are those that are going to quickly object and say, well, wait a minute. Romans 13, 1 says, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. And they therefore conclude, well, you just have to do whatever the government says. If they say, take the vax, take the vax. But no, no, absolutely not. And it's not only here in Romans 13, 1. 1 Peter chapter 2, 13 and 14 essentially says the same. Specifically, we should all know, I mean, even if you have a superficial understanding of the Word of God, you've been saved for any amount of time, you should know about Daniel in the lion's den. And he disobeyed government. He continued to pray to God instead of the king. He was thrown in the lion's den and God delivered him, thereby showing he was right and government was wrong. Same exact thing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3. They disobeyed the government that wanted everyone to bow before a golden image that Nebuchadnezzar put up. They were right. But if you get over to the New Testament, we see the same truth shown in Acts chapter 5. We see where all of the apostles were taken in. They were arrested. And the Sanhedrin had them flogged. They were beat bloody, in other words. And then they were ordered to stop speaking of the name of Jesus, and they were let go. And the apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day and in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ. That's Acts 5, verses 40 through 42. And thereby, they disobeyed government. And because they disobeyed government, the number of the disciples increased, like we read in Acts chapter 6, verse 1. Hallelujah! And then we have Peter. Right after James was martyred, Peter was put in prison. They have him in chains, and they're going to take him out to public trial after the Passover. So what happened? He's in prison, and an angel of the Lord came, broke him out of prison, thereby positively, clearly proving that the government was wrong again. Over and over and over, Old and New Testament, the government has often been wrong and a spiritual snare. to the people that just follow whatever the government wants. And especially now, we must not do that. Why? Because of the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is coming from the government. You must not obey. You must reject and stay faithful to Jesus. If you read the Old Testament, you're probably very acquainted with certain wicked kings. Jeroboam, Ahab, Manasseh, Omni, just to mention a few. Well, these kings, or should I say the government, because that's really what the kings are, they're governments, they were monarchs, what they said went. If they wanted somebody dead, he was put to death. These idolatrous, wicked, non-God-fearing kings led people who went along with them into sin, into idolatry. But all that is nothing. Because back then, as bad as that was, that would send people to the lake of fire. They could repent. But if you take the mark of the beast, that one sin will damn you. You will go to the lake of fire if you take that mark on your body, needed to buy or sell. It's much worse. Much, much, much worse. If you follow the government now than back then, when they listened to Ahab, or Jeroboam, or Manasseh. That is Manasseh before he repented. Because at the end of his life, thank God, even Manasseh repented. But if you take this mark, the mark of the beast, needed to buy or sell, the pressure will be on. You're going to lose everything. Folks, you're going to lose everything, period. Let's put it that way. You are going to lose everything. All your property, everything you own. And you lose your life for Jesus, you save it. But if you hold on to your property, you take the mark of the beast, you already know the third angelic warning. If anyone, including the saints, that would take it, they will be damned. You're going to lose everything you got. And even if you, unfortunately, God forbid, if you would take that mark, you're not going to live long. You're not going to live long afterwards. Painful, ugly sores is going to break out on your body. The wrath of God is coming. All kind of misery, pain, suffering, heartache here, and then you die, and you go to the lake of fire and suffer torment forever. That is inescapable. That's what the Word of God says. Please read the New Testament. Focus on the New Testament. Read the Gospels. Read Revelation. Consider what I've said and change. You got to get sin out of your life. You got to get fully committed to Jesus. This is not the time to be playing with sin. Never is the time, but especially now. Repent. You can live holy, righteously, godly. You can do it with the grace of God. Paul and his co-laborers, 1 Thessalonians 2:10. Holy, righteous, and blameless. In the Old Testament, Job was blameless. Yet, of course, the once saved, always saved teachers want us to think everybody sins all the time. You have to sin. All the Christians are sinning all the time. Well, those wolves in sheep's clothing, those blind guides and servants of the devil, who blackest darkness has been prepared, according to Jude, they have stumbled many, and they themselves will go to hell just for preaching a false gospel. Remember the message title? Which was every sort of evil that deceives. It's all around us, all kind of deception. Take no chance with your soul, which is your most valuable possession. And you will be conscious throughout all eternity. Take no chances with your soul.